by the commission as a whole, to be, in order to restrain price and rent increases that are necessary and to prevent windfall profits. This goal will be intended to drive down the inflation. This goal can only be achieved with the active cooperation of 14-man business, farmers and consumers, members of the Congress of our states and local government. That means all of us. Therefore, to stop inflationary wage and salary increases, the kind of increases that do not really benefit the working man. For example, in the past 6 years, wage earners have received big wage increases. Every wife of the wage earner knows that these increases have practically all been eaten up by a rise in the cost of living. Both the Price Commission and the Pay Board will seek voluntary cooperation of business and labor, but they will be backed by the authority of law to make their decisions stick. Their staffs will be small. Stabilization must be made to work not by an army of bureaucrats, but by an army of patriotic citizens in every walk of life. Cost of Living Council, which is headed by the Secretary of the Treasury, will have the power to back up the Pay Board and the Price Commission with government sanctions where necessary. Our experience for the past 7 years proves conclusively that the vast majority of Americans will cooperate wholeheartedly with the system of voluntary restraint. If there are many who try to take advantage of the patriotic cooperation of their fellow Americans, I can assure you that the government must be and will be prepared to act against them. I'm asking the Congress to extend for 1 year the Economic Stabilization Act, which gives the President the power he needs to take such action, to act to stop inflation. Holding the line against inflation means holding all the line. I am appointing a government committee. Government committee on interest and dividends to apply a yardstick to both these areas. Headed by Dr. Arthur Burns, Chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. The nation needs interest rates as low as they can be to meet the credit requirements of fair credit American families on equitable terms and to stimulate non-inflationary economic expansion. I am confident that this can be accomplished on a voluntary basis. To safeguard, however, I will ask the Congress for standby control over interest rates. Let me turn now to the subject of costs. Many of my good friends have advised me that the only politically popular position to take is to be against profits. Let us recognize an unassailable fact of economic growth. All Americans will benefit from more profits. More profits fuel the expansion that generates more jobs. More profits means more investment that will make our goods more competitive. More profits mean that there will be more tax revenues paid for the programs that help people in need. Profits in the American economy would be good for every person in America. Windfall profits, however, are quite another matter. Whenever wages and product costs are held down, even though prices are also held down, circumstances could arise in some cases that might generate exorbitant profits. In the few cases where this happens, rather than tax its profits, the Price Commission's policy will be that business should pass along a fair share of its cost savings to the consumer. We have lived too long in this country with an inflation psychology. Everybody just assumes the only direction for prices to go is up. The time has come for some price reduction psychology. It is not only in the public interest, it makes good competitive business sense. Summing up these actions to stop the rise in the cost of living, this is what we will do, and this is what we will not do. We will permit some adjustments of prices and wages that fairness demands, but we will not permit inflation to flare up again. We will concentrate on those major portions of the economy that are the primary causes of inflation. We will not hesitate to take action against any part of the economy that fails to respond. We will continue price and wage increases until inflationary pressures are brought under control. We will not make controls a permanent feature of American life. When they are no longer needed, we will get rid of them. When no longer needed, we will get rid of them. We will rely primarily on the good faith and voluntary cooperation of the American people to make this program work, but we will not let any selfish interest escape the fair enforcement of the law. I call upon you tonight to look at this program, not as Democrats or Republicans, workers or businessmen, farmers or consumers, but as Americans. Let us recognize this profound truth. What is best for all of us is best for each one of us. We cannot afford a business as usual attitude anywhere, because fighting inflation is everybody's business. Let us look to the future. I have said that 1972 will be a very good year for the American economy. Let me broaden that estimate tonight. The coming year can be more than a very good year for the American economy. It can be a great year for America and the world. It can be a year, for the first time in 15 years, in which we can achieve our goal of prosperity in a time of peace. It can be a year in which great progress can be made toward our goal of full employment, without the inflation that robs working people of the full share of the dollars they earn. It can be a year in which the American competitive spirit is reborn, and we open up new markets for our goods abroad, and new careers for our working men. It can be a year in which we and our international trading partners build upon the most significant initiative of monetary affairs in 25 years, a year in which we replace the crisis-prone system of the past with a new system attuned to the future. Historic events will take place on the international scene. Events that could affect the peace of the world in the next generation, or even in the next century. We often hear people say, these are troubled times. I say these are great and exciting times. We are at the threshold of a great new era, an age of movement, of challenge and change in the world. We have an unparalleled opportunity to create a better world for ourselves and for our children. Let us dedicate ourselves tonight to make the most of those opportunities, to join in a great common effort to stop inflation and to create a new prosperity in a world of peace.
It is you who have answered the call to put the public interest ahead of special interests.
You have made possible this strong beginning and are all out ever to hold out the cost of living. Thousands of letters supported at the White House since I announced the anti-inflation program August 15th. Listen to what people all across America and all walks of life have to say about that program. From a school teacher in New Jersey. I am a widow raising two sons and my teacher's salary. I will lose about $300 because of the freeze. Yet I sincerely believe we must all support your efforts to bring the economy of America into balance. Here's a wage earner in Landtag, New York. As one who is expecting an increase in income this December, let me say I will gladly go without it if that will help curb inflation, curtail inflation. The wife of a government employee in Tampa, Texas. We are willing as a family to forego raises in order to see stability in prices. Let us all hope that Americans will once again realize that we must be willing to sacrifice for a long-range goal and once again have pride in our country. From a man in Klamath Falls, Oregon, your administration's recent freeze on wages and prices means that I will not receive the 4% raise that was written into my contract this year. Nevertheless, I support your efforts to halt inflation, including the wage freeze. The fight against inflation is everybody's fight. Now, to the thousands of others who have written similar letters, I want you to know how much it has meant to me.